Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
It's the 70th annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Convention and Trade Show happening July 22nd and 23rd at the Embassy Suites in Norman. Great speakers. Network with fellow cattlemen. Check out the latest products and services from the sold-out trade show. And Friday, OCA will feature a forum of the Republican candidates in the runoff for the U.S. House District 2. Then on Saturday, a forum will feature the two GOP Senate candidates in the runoff for the final 2 years of Jim Inhofe's seat. If you're in the cattle business, you need to be there. OCA's Convention and Trade Show. Details at okcattlemen.org.
It's Thursday, July the 7th, and the live cattle futures were generally steady today. The August live cattle were up 5 at 134.55. The October live cattle down 10 at 139.85. The December's up 12 at 145.47. And February up 17 at 150.17. There was some cash trade reported today at 137 in the South. It looks like 137 in Texas and Oklahoma, about 2,000 head. And then later in the day, 145 bid up in Nebraska. And then there was some trade from 145 to 148 up in Nebraska. So the market overall, I guess, steady with where we've been on the live cattle. August feeder cattle were down 82 at 172.47. The September's down 102 at 176.05. Technically speaking, we're really in the same area we have been since the beginning of June. No real surprises here. We're right at the 20-day moving average. And generally speaking, the cash markets have been pretty good. I've been hearing reports of various sales around the country being better than expected. But keep in mind, August futures only care about the last Thursday of August. They don't necessarily care about the July 7th close. So, but we're down today, and then the lean hogs were steady to $1.75 higher. We had August at 109.50, up 30.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Maybe it's black coffee, coffee with cream, cup of Joe, tumbler of Joe, but just give me the whole pot of Joe. What gets the early percolating isn't the same for any two cotton growers or any two cotton seeds. That's why Stoneville has a variety to thrive in every kind of early. In these parts, try Stoneville 4993 B3XF. It gets out of the ground faster with a strong early stand for a finish you'll love. Find your best variety with the selector tool at stoneville.com. Stoneville from BASF. Own the early. Always read and follow label directions.
Well, grain markets experienced a really good bounce today. The market seems that it got oversold over the last month and a half, and you know, in some cases up to a $4 sell-off, like in the wheat. But we were higher today across the board. The Minneapolis wheat was one of the stronger contracts, up 48 in September at 934. September Kansas City wheat up 37 and three quarters at 889. If you go back and look, though, a 38-cent rally compared to the size of the sell-off is very, very small. About 50% retracement would be around $11. So that's $2 higher than with the current price on September Kansas City. So there is some room for some upside. The Chicago is 26 to 32 higher. The beans, 38 higher in August. November new crop up 42 at 1365. And there are several gaps on all these contracts. The closest gap in the November feeders, or excuse me, November soybeans, is $13.91, so about 30 cents higher, but there is one all the way up at $15.56. So several gaps, and that's true for corn as well, gaps above the market. September corn up 9 and a quarter, 6.09. The December up 11 and a quarter here at 5.96 and a quarter. And then cotton caught a bid today up 3.27 at 91.88 for the December cotton. Just like the other contracts, cotton sold off a lot as well.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.